You know, I'd have to say it's an exciting time to be part of some of the new media offerings here in the Santa Barbara area. Of course, we have the local newspaper and some of the things that have been around for a while, but there are definitely some things like SBLife.com and some other great Santa Barbara sites that are kind of giving a new angle to what we're offering here in the area. We're going to spend some time today talking to a brand new website called NewsHawk.com here in Santa Barbara. And I'd like to introduce at this time Bill McFadden and Jim Farr, and they're going to tell us a little more about what they're doing here in the area. Guys, how's it going?
It's going great, Harold. Thank you very much for having us today.
Yeah, Harold, we are delighted to be here. Thank you.
So I'm going to start with you, Bill. I know NewsHawk was your idea, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you came up with the name, how you thought of the concept, and where you're going to take it from here.
Happy to do that. NewsHawk actually had its genesis last year when I wondered whether you could actually do an online community newspaper and have the readers and the advertisers just go ahead and sign on and read it on the web. So I started exploring that. After talking to readers and advertisers, it looked like it was a go. And so we just kind of moved it a little bit farther down the road. I knew Jim was sitting around looking for something to do, so I dragged him into this. We used to be competitors and fierce rivals when I had the South Coast Beacon and he had the Goleta Valley Voice, and had a lot of respect for each other and what we were doing. Both of us were doing community newspapers, I thought, really well, at least on the reader side, maybe not so much on the financials. But I figured that together we might be a pretty credible and hopefully a formidable force.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure to be part of this, Bill, and thanks for inviting me to join NewsHawk. I think we've got a great, it's a project, it's a newspaper, it's serving the community. There are a lot of things that NewsHawk is, and we're very excited about it. And I'm having a great time working with you and developing this concept and watching NewsHawk evolve literally from day to day.
Or hour to hour.
That's cool that you say that, Bill, hour to hour. One of the neat things about the internet and doing a site like this is that you can actually have reader content, different people inputting ideas at any time of the day or night, and that's a lot different than the standard print paper model, and something you guys can really take advantage of.
The freedom of the web is really remarkable. It's something I don't think either of us really appreciated when we were starting, but what it allows us is an immediacy in the ability to go in and change stories that have been need to be updated. Yesterday, for instance, we had a docent at the zoo, Margot Kenny, who sent us a video yesterday afternoon with one of the elephants showering herself with her trunk out of her water trough. And within about 45 minutes, we had that video up on our site. And, you know, obviously, you couldn't really do that in a newspaper. And in a traditional media environment, I'm not so sure that you could be as reactive to that and turn that story around.
Certainly, that is the great virtue of the web, is the fact that it can be instantaneous. We had a great example of that. So several weeks ago, I think it was, there was a drug bust and an announcement from the sheriff's department that a murder here recently was connected to a drug cartel. And our guy, Rob Kuznia, was at that briefing, that hearing on the sheriff's department. And he had it up on NewsHawk at 3:20, which I'm sure scooped everybody else in the Santa Barbara area. It was a terrific piece of journalism and emphasizes the immediacy, the currency of the web, and that certainly gives us a leg up.
Well, certainly doing a full newspaper online here in Santa Barbara is an enormous undertaking, and I just wonder how many people are involved, what kind of resources are you guys utilizing, and what are some of the initiatives that you're bringing forward with NewsHawk?
Well, actually, we have a pretty small staff. Both Jim and I, coming out of the community newspaper environment, are used to working with small staffs and short resources, and this is certainly no different. What we're trying to do is pretty ambitious, which is a daily newspaper. Fortunately, we've got a great staff, Andrea Huebner, Sonia Fernandez, Rob Kuznia, Edgar Oliveira, and a number of other people who are involved in this, and they're all very entrepreneurial, they're all go-getters, always on the story, looking to improve, and everybody's very excited about what we're doing and how we're actually changing the media environment in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, as Bill says, it is an enormous undertaking, and we do have a small staff of full-time people, and actually I should also say we have a couple of terrific salespeople, Chris Donahue and Christina Wilson, and if you'd like to call us, we'll tell you about advertising opportunities that are available on NewsHawk, something that I'm sure you'll be interested in. But back to the idea of it being this terrific undertaking, this challenge. It certainly is all of that, but we have the right people, and what we have is a very extended group of very talented people. There are a lot of journalists that are currently out of work in this area, and they're more than happy to be joining us. So we have a lot of freelancers. We're developing a lot of new sections. We had a meeting with Mo McFadden today, and she's going to do an entertainment column for us. If you seen NewsHawk before, you probably have seen John Lee in there, is developing our sports section. We've got a real estate section that we expect will be coming online soon, and we are doing a lot of terrific things. The calendar section is underway as well, so the thing is evolving very rapidly, and we're lucky to be blessed with the assistance of a lot of great people.
Well, you mentioned freelance contributions, and I think that's one of the most exciting aspects of doing a site like yours here in Santa Barbara, is really utilizing the strengths of the community and bringing in all sorts of contributions, content, video from the citizens of Santa Barbara. I think that's great, and maybe you could tell us a little bit more about how you plan to move that forward.
Well, Santa Barbara is a special place, as you know, Harold, and one of the things that makes it that way is that it's everybody's really passionate about the community and very active and engaged in the community, and as a result they want to share what they're doing and what's happening in town, and we want to tap into that and have NewsHawk be a place where they can go to share a paragraph or two paragraphs or a small story, pictures, videos, audio of things that are going on in town, because if we have 2 reporters, 10 reporters, 50 reporters, we're always going to be outnumbered. And so the more that we can get the community engaged and involved in NewsHawk, the more extensive our reach into the community is.
It's been great to talk with both of you, Bill and Jim. It's definitely an exciting time right now here in Santa Barbara to be a part of some of the things happening on the internet, the new media, the new choices and ways that people are getting information is just really changing the game, and it's great to be a part of the new frontier, as they say. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can find NewsHawk on the web, because I'm not sure they will know the correct spelling, and we want to look into that.
NewsHawk is spelled NOOZHAWK.com. We're real easy to find and real easy to use. In fact, if you don't have time to come to us, we're happy to send it to you through our e-bulletin. You can sign up for that on the site. It's free. We're also looking for contributions. You can reader submissions that can be sent to news@newshawk.com. And we're looking for, we've got a calendar, we've got letters to the editor, we've got commentaries. Everything is there, and it's real easy to submit.
Okay, everybody out there, you heard that. Go to newshawk.com, and there's so much to be a part of here in Santa Barbara and really take more control of your community journalism and check into what they're doing there. I want to thank you, Jim and Bill, for being on our show today, and we hope things get really rocking and rolling for NewsHawk.com. Thanks for being a part of Santa Barbara Life Magazine.